Good evening, and thank you so much for calling our Stop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Noel.
Hi, Noel. How are you?
I'm good, good.
What can I do for you tonight, Noel? Are we signing up?
Yeah, I'm a new customer, and then I got Verizon 5G right now, as a Wi-Fi. So I'm going to try to see if I can switch to your company because to see if this service is going to be better.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. And Noel, let me just go ahead and get some of your information real quick. What is your service address, please?
It's number 4. Cedar Parkway, Hudson, New York, 12534.
Perfect. All right, we might be in the pre-order stage, so let's go ahead and take a look. Yep, so it looks like our in-service date is expected to be the 15th, which is next Friday. So we may not be able to schedule right away, but come next Friday, we should be able to call you and get you scheduled. Did you want to sign up now?
Okay. Yeah, you can sign me up.
Okay, perfect. And do you know which plan that you wanted to go over? Was it the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
Oh, so what's the difference between one gig and 2 gig? What is the difference?
So it goes by the speed. So the speeds are up to 1,000 megabytes per second with the 1 gig. And then the 2 gig, the speeds are up to 2,000 megabytes per second.
So that's the highest one you get, 2,000?
Yeah, so it goes by the speed of rate of how fast you can download or upload. Now, both the download and the upload are symmetric. So that means that the speeds will be the same no matter whether you're uploading files or if you're downloading files.
Okay.
It also makes streaming very seamless. So.
And then, but the price is going to be the same, 2,000?
So the 2,000 megabytes per second is $20 more than the 1 gig. So the 1 gig is normally $79.99, and the 2 gig is $99.99 per month.
Just for Wi-Fi?
So it's Wi-Fi, but it's also you have the capability of connecting hardwired to whichever equipment that you want to hardwire as well. But it includes the modem, it includes the router, it includes all taxes and fees. It also includes the installation as well.
No, but one thing I want to make sure, so you said if I'm downloading something, it's going to be faster.
Yes, absolutely.
But like what? Because I'm going to use it for my computer, for my TV, and you take like the one gig going to be like it's going to be good for the TV, or it might cause some slowdown update over there.
Oh no! So that's the thing. You won't have any slow downloads. This will be a much faster download. So for example, if you're streaming, it will buffer much faster. You won't really see much of a buffer at all. What that also means is that multiple people can use their devices all at once and not experience any speed slowness.
So we talk about for 1,000 one?
Yeah, so the 1,000 is $79.99, but if you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing with your checking account, you can get $10 off of your bill per month.
I know, but this is... Yeah, this is the one thing I want to know first.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference between 1 and 2,000. So like a 1,000, if all of us use the Wi-Fi,
mm-hmm.
So is that going to cause any slow thing? Nothing, no problem. Or
no, it shouldn't. It really depends on what you do with the Wi-Fi. So if you have a bunch of gamers in the house, then the 2 gig would definitely be better for you.
The gamer, okay.
Yeah, so if you have, like, gamers in the house, then the 2 gig would definitely be better because if there's multiple people gaming at once, then you might see a little bit of a lag with the 1 gig. So with the 2 gig, you're definitely ensuring that multiple people can use multiple devices and still experience great speeds and less lag when it comes to having multiple people using different things. So, like, for example, my kids are all gamers. I'm a gamer myself. So if all three of us are on three different consoles with the 1 gig, we might see a little bit of a lag. With the 2 gig, we won't see any lag at all.
Okay. And then because I said 1 up to 1,000 and then four only. Oh, that's 1,469.
Mm-hmm, correct. So that's if you sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing.
The 2,001, how much is going to be if I pay on auto?
Yeah, if you do auto pay and paperless billing with your checking account, it would bring it down to $89.99.
$89.99.
Yep.
So $89.99. I can take down. They're not going to increase the price?
No, so that price is valid for 2 years.
Okay, and then maybe after 2 years, they're going to increase it or drop it?
No, so it would just go back up to the regular price of $99.99 after the 2 years.
Oh, it would go back to $99.99?
Yeah, after 2 years.
Okay.
So that's 24 months.
All right, let me get it registered for now, and then after when I get your service, I can cancel if you write anyone.
Yeah, absolutely. So once our fiber installation is completed, then you can go ahead and cancel with Verizon. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So just to be clear, were we going for the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
2 gig.
2 gig. Okay, perfect. And if you don't mind me asking, how large is your home approximately? Just to know if we need any Wi-Fi extenders for you.
Is it our home?
The home? How big is your house in square footage?
Oh, I don't get big questions. I got this paper here. I don't have my head, but it's 5 bedrooms.
Okay, so we're looking at possibly adding at least one. Your first Wi-Fi extender is no cost. It's included in your price. If you do need any other additional extenders, they are $8 per month per extender. But you and your Archtop Fiber technician on the day of your install will be able to determine whether or not you would need additional. But I think the one should be sufficient.
Yeah, it's not that. Yep.
And then were we looking for home phone, like landline service?
Not right now.
Okay.
If I need it, I might call it after, add it to it.
Yeah, that's fine. Absolutely. Yeah. You can definitely call in and ask for it. We'll do an upgrade and send a tech out to do that for you. Absolutely. And then do you own or rent your property?
I own it.
Okay, great. And how are your utility wires feeding your home, such as Central Hudson or your current cable provider? Are the wires through the air or are they buried underground?
I don't know. Say that again.
Your utility wires, such as like your electricity, those cables that feed your house, are they through the air or under the ground?
They're through the air.
Through the air? Okay. And is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. All right. And Noel, it's the typical spelling for Noel. It's N-O-E-L.
N-O-E-L. My middle name is S-O-N. And then last name is Carrios. C-A-R-I-U-S, Carrios.
Okay, you repeat that once more, please.
Yeah, C as in cat, A as in apple, and R as in Rick, I-U-S.
I-U-S, Carrios. Okay.
Carrios,
please. No worries. And what is your email address, please?
My email address is Noel Carrios. N-O-E-L-S-O-N and C-A-R-I-U-S, my last name, at yahoo.com. Noel Carrios at yahoo.com.
Perfect. All right. And the primary phone number you'd like on your account, please?
518-918-4868.
Perfect. Is there a secondary phone number that you'd like on the account?
Yeah, but 516-304-3000. 2559.
Okay, perfect. All right. And how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
Phone. Phone.
Phone?
Or text.
Okay.
Or no text. Yeah, text. Yeah, text.
Text? Would you did you
Yeah.
want both or did you prefer just text?
Just text.
Okay. And just so that you're aware, message and data rates may apply. It depends on the carrier. But I mean, most of the time they don't really apply. But you will be able to receive text messages from us with notifications, which are usually account specific. We don't send any advertisements to your phone unless you were to authorize that. Most of the time, the text messages are appointment reminders, confirmation of your appointment. You'll be able to confirm your appointment by replying to the text message to confirm. And then also, we will let you know with any billing updates and any other account-specific updates. Okay.
So they have to call me to install it. Is that cable, right?
No, it's faster than cable, but it's similar to a cable install, but instead of coaxial, it's fiber.
Okay, they have to install something in the house.
Yes, they will have to come to the house when it's time for the install appointment.
Okay. Right.
Did you want to sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing now, or did you want to do that on the website?
Yeah, I do auto pay.
Okay. And if you have your bank information available, I would need the routing number and the account number.
Routing number. So you want the checking or the credit card, the debit card?
Checking, please, because the credit or debit card would only give you a $5 savings. The checking account would give you the $10 savings.
Oh, okay. No, that's not what I mean. Okay, I'm checking.
No worries.
Checking account. $10. Yeah. Routing number 021. 302567.
Okay. And just to confirm, that is TD. Oh, I can't speak.
Yeah.
TD Bank.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm ready for the account number whenever you're ready.
6251480968.
Perfect. And it is your name on the account?
Yeah. My name is Noel. What do you got here, please? Noel St. Carlos, yes.
So they have the full SON?
Yes, SON, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And this is a checking account or a savings account?
Checking.
And do you authorize direct debit payment on every month when the bill is due?
Yeah, when do you have to charge? What date?
So typically your billing cycle starts on the date of install. We
okay.
never charge before your installation.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And then how did you hear about Archtop Fiber, please?
They sent me a letter.
Okay, so the letter through the direct mail. Okay, awesome. Is
yeah.
there any information about your home that our installers should be aware of before they arrive, such as like a septic tank, buried wires,
no.
gas lines?
No.
Okay.
I don't have anything septic.
Okay.
Yes,
perfect.
Wires and by my pool, I can show if somebody gonna do something in the ground by my pool. I know I can show them where the wire comes from. That's so.
Okay.
I got a wire by my pool that's connected to my pool. That's so. All. I can show them where the wire is if they worry about it.
Is the pool in the rear or the front? Like,
the
is it closer
is
to the road or
it's
in
is? The rear. Okay. It's in the back.
All right, so I just put down buried wires near pool in rear.
Because my National Grid wires is in the back. It's not in the front.
Oh, okay. So your National Grid lines are in the back?
Yeah, it's in the back, yeah.
Okay. I always forget the National Grid serves Hudson.
Yes.
And are those National Grid lines aerial or are they buried?
Say that again.
Are the National Grid lines buried or are they up in the air?
Up in the air.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So I put that down as well. Perfect. Is there anything, like any questions or comments for our technicians?
No,
Okay.
I don't have any questions. So since I installed it, they're gonna put the router on downstairs, and then it's gonna be good for the whole
Yes,
house, right?
they'll put the modem and router wherever it is that you want it to be.
Yes.
Okay. So you're
And
all
then.
set for the setup process. Once the 15th arrives, which is next Friday, we'll be giving you a call to get a scheduled appointment, okay?
Oh, next Friday. Okay, so you said what they you said they do offer the streams,
What do you mean?
TV streams. Not like sometimes you can watch some show like CNN online or whatever.
Yeah, so CNN has their own app. There are different applications that you can download on your smart
Okay.
TV. Some may
Okay.
offer subscriptions, so that would be between you and those apps directly, like for example, Netflix,
Okay, I
Hulu,
got you.
TVSync, for example, has a subscription for my personal, like those are the different subscriptions that I have.
I got you.
Because TV5 Monde, I didn't realize wasn't free anymore. It used to be free. So now I have to subscribe to
Yeah,
that.
no. Yeah.
But yeah, no, so absolutely. So if you decide to stream anything, any subscriptions would be between you and the streaming platform. But we provide the internet that is fast enough to where you're not sitting there with a spinning circle.
Yeah,
Because
because
I've had that happen to me
they
with
thought,
cable way too much.
yeah, oh, the cable, they said the cable is better than the one I had a DSL, I just changed it to 5G, but it works, but not 100%. Sometimes it
Yeah, it
just
doesn't
gets cut
always
down.
work very well. And
Yeah.
the 5G depends on the cellular network too, so the cellular coverage. Like I live in Dutchess. And I live in a dead zone. So when I
Yeah.
tried to have like my T-Mobile at the time I had T-Mobile, I tried to
T-Mobile is
have
not working.
their 5G internet as like a backup.
Okay.
It was
Yeah.
horrible.
Yeah, 5G. Yeah, T-Mobile is not good on this area, so
Yeah, I mean it has to be in a well-covered area for it to properly work
yes.
and
T-Mobile is good for the city, and but around here, and it's not. If Verizon probably better telephone
Yeah.
right here.
Well, I mean, here I live
Yeah.
in a dead zone in Dutchess, at least where I live.
Oh,
So I get zero cell signal for
I know.
any carrier.
I know. So that's why the yeah, that's true because my boss too, when I call him, it's not easy to find him, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I completely understand that too.
Yeah.
All right, but you are all set.
So
You should be receiving two emails, one of which is your order confirmation. The other one will be an invitation for you to sign into your archtopfiber.com account.
let me see if I got it. Yeah, I got. Oh, I don't get no. What time is it? 6:33.
It may take time for it to arrive because the system
Ah,
still has
okay.
to
So yeah, let's
process
see.
it.
Yeah,
But you
okay.
should be receiving two emails, one of which will be that
Okay.
confirmation of your order, and then the other one
Okay.
will be the invitation to sign into your archtopfiber.com account. That is where you'll be able to manage all of your autopay settings, make sure everything's correct. You'll be able to view your invoices there. You'll be able to upgrade your service if ever you needed to, or if you need
Okay.
to add anything, absolutely. So that would be the way to do it. If you have any questions, you can always give us a call. If you need to manage your services, you can also give us a call for that too. But you would also be able to add any tickets if you're having any troubles. You can do it through the website or you can give us a call. So either way works.
Okay. All right. No problem. Thank you.
All right, you're so very welcome. Noel, did you have any other questions?
No. I'm good. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so very welcome. And just out of my own personal curiosity, where is your accent from?
Oh, Haiti.
Hades. Ah, Haiti. I love Haiti. So funny
I'm
enough.
Haitian, yeah.
Yep. I can understand Creole, but I can't speak it.
Oh, you understand Creole?
Yeah, but I speak more French than anything because I grew up in Saint-Barthélemy.
Oh, you speak French. Oh, comment vas-tu? Ça va bien?
Oui. Bah, moi, je parle le français, mais j'ai habité à Saint-Barthélemy et puis mon père, il est de Paris. So, there you go.
Oh, il est de Paris. Oh, c'est bien ça, hein?
Yeah, so it's fun.
Oh, je ne savais pas que tu parles français, hein?
Bah oui, c'est pour ça que je vous ai appelé Noëtte.
Yeah, j'aurais souhaité, yeah, ça, you know, ça m'étonnait un peu, parce que tu l'as bien prononcé, hein.
Oh yeah, bah oui, yeah. C'est normal, parce que j'ai grandi à Saint-Barthélemy, et puis ma famille est de Paris, donc je comprends les deux langues, et j'ai pas d'accent.
Oh,
donc.
C'est bien ça, hein. tu es très intelligente, hein. C'est une langue vraiment intellectuelle, le français. J'aime le français.
Merci.
Hein.
Bah, si jamais vous avez des problèmes, appelez-nous. On est toujours disponible. Et puis voilà, on a une ligne 24 heures. Donc, si jamais vous avez des problèmes, appelez-nous.
OK, no problem. And, pas de problème. Hein. Je suis très ravi de te joindre ce soir et tu m'as beaucoup aidé.
Merci, j'apprécie.
Tu as fait un beau travail. Hein.
Merci, j'apprécie beaucoup. Bah, j'espère que vous passez un super week-end et j'espère que je vous rappelle bientôt. On espère le 15, donc vendredi
merci
prochain.
Merci de toi aussi. Yeah.
Merci, right. Bonne soirée.
Bonne nuit, à la prochaine.
Parfait, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. I hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Yeah, I know, because like, even though I don't speak, so sometimes like, I gotta make sure I don't mix them up.
Mais oui, ça je comprends.
Yeah, okay, merci.
Bonne soirée.
Bonne soirée à toi aussi.
Merci, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.